Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 393 of EdTech Alpha Minute. We are sharing here some clips from United Nations where they talk about technology, education, AI, and the role of UN and other actors in this in these topics. Today, we go to share an interview, a short interview with Gordon Levitt when he was participating in the World Summit of Information Society Week, which took place this year. And every year they do this kind of events. And they interview Gordon Levitt about these topics, and we will share today this clip. Please listen, because they mention very important aspects how technology should be seen and managed. Thank you for taking your time.
The following clip is produced by the United Nations and shared for educational purposes.
So, welcome to UN News, Joe. You have spent your career telling stories, and now you're here at a global forum. Tell me, why did you come to the UN, and why is it important for you to be here?
Well, I'm here at the UN for the World Summit on the Information Society. This is all about kind of the digital world. And why is it important? You know, I think it's not always obvious how digital technology impacts so many other things that we all care about, whether that's economic things or health things or the environment or crime and justice or whatever it is that you care about. I feel like a lot of solving those problems comes down to how we communicate and how we collaborate. And today, so much of that revolves around digital technology. So for me, talking about governance of digital technology is sort of the key root problem that often needs to be solved to solve so many other problems. And I guess that's why I'm here.
You bring me to a very interesting point here. When you look at digital technologies today, what worries you the most and what gives you the most hope?
What worries me the most about digital technologies is that oftentimes the best way to make the most money is not so good for people. We've seen this for decades now with social media, for example. And look, social media can be so great and continues to be so great, but there are all these damaging side effects. There's a global crisis in mental health and loneliness. There's a rise in polarization, extremism, and authoritarianism, and I could go on. And those damaging side effects are all the results of a business model of algorithms that optimize for maximum attention to suck you in and hook you and keep you for as much time as possible, because that's the best way to make money with ads. And that's where we get these bad, damaging side effects. And so this is why governments need to step in to say, hey, you companies are building a beautiful technology that's so good and useful for so many people, but there are these excesses. And we still want you to be able to make money, but if you can maybe just stop a few of these things, like these attention maximizing algorithms, you can still make money, but maybe slightly less money and not break the world. So this is why I'm here advocating for governments to kind of get in the game. You know, for a long time, governments have sort of stayed hands off with digital technology, and it hasn't worked out well. And I think it's time for that to change.
So let me ask you about the people who are affected, who feel overwhelmed, who feel disconnected. What message would you like to give to them from this forum?
The bullies of the world want you to feel overwhelmed and disconnected. And what's inspiring to me about the UN and the community I've met of people here is there are people who are, despite it being an uphill battle, despite it being a bit of a David and Goliath dynamic, people are coming and trying to work, not just for a dollar, but for helping, for making the world better, oftentimes to help those that are the most vulnerable in the global south, the global majority. And it's hard work, but it's necessary work, and it's work we can do. So now's not the time to give up. Now's the time to get going. And it's inspiring to see all the people here doing just that.
You've just listened to a clip produced by the United Nations, shared here for educational purposes.
Thanks for listening. We have all our podcasts in our webpage and in a number of podcast distributors. You can always come back and listen them and see all the links and the resources we made available near the webcasts for you and to explore what is the podcast information. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you in our next episode.